We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 9:30 in 716.
12 voices in 12 hours. Some insight from us and some thoughts from the only Western New York congressman willing to participate.
Yelling at each other is not going to get anything solved for anyone. Where can we agree?
Congressman Tom Reed in a moment. I'm Tim Wenger on the podcast, powered by the Brothers of Mercy, a 5-star rated skilled nursing residence offering affordable living in a country setting. You know, when we came up with the concept of inviting 12 people in studio to discuss the issues relating to school safety and gun violence, we really had no idea how tough it would be to find willing participants. A lot of egos and politics got in the way of having an open discussion about a series of topics, well, that the audience was clearly interested in having. There have been screams and pleas for debates on the issues, and you know how those all go. The challenger always wants to debate, the challengee unwilling and under attack. And really, in the end, where does it get us? When's the last time you listened to a debate and actually changed your mind from what you went into the debate thinking? We wanted to have a conversation, look for some areas of agreement and common ground. After all, until we truly understand one another's positions and how we come up with them, how can we even begin to have any civil conversation about where to go from here? That's the problem with politicians. They're committed to party positions, not their own positions. If you're a Democrat, you scream at Republicans and ask for more gun laws. If you're a Republican, you scream at Democrats about the Second Amendment. Then the screaming stops, nobody changes their mind, and, well, nothing happens. But nobody is pro-gun violence, right? Nobody wants to see another mass shooting incident. Yet most politicians won't look for common ground. They just dig in their heels, they throw grenades at the other side, and in some cases, their opponents then say, hey, see, they wouldn't debate me. Our 12 Voices in 12 Hours broadcast was meant to allow 12 individuals with various backgrounds offer their thoughts on the current state of school safety and gun violence. We, by design, didn't want it to be laden with politicians, especially ones who have no ability to make any meaningful changes related to the issue to begin with. But I will say this, we did want to hear from each of our congressmen on the issues. They, after all, will be charged with crafting any additional legislation or changes to legislation that could make a meaningful difference. Now, granted, it was a session week for Congress, and all three Western New York representatives were on Capitol Hill for their duties, but we asked for time in a D.C. studio, time on the phone, time to call quick. As busy as I am, I simply can't imagine not having 5 minutes for something important as this conversation. And only one answered the plea.
From my perspective, an assault weapons ban, you know, I don't support it. To me, it's an infringement upon our fundamental freedoms under the Second Amendment. And if that's the avenue they want to take, I don't think that's going to be productive and get to the finish line in regards to getting 218 votes in the House and 60 votes in the Senate.
So thanks to Congressman Tom Reed for calling in and speaking with David Bellavia.
And so what I'm looking for is if we're going to act on this issue, which I think we should, I think inaction is not the appropriate path to go down in regards to taking care of our kids and our schools, you know, what can we agree upon? And I think there's a lot of ideas out there percolating that can get that type of support that would actually get signed into law.
Congressman Tom Reed joins us. Sir, do you even think, though, that we have a temperament right now to even have a serious dialogue? There's so much emotion involved in this issue that, I mean, we saw this with the town hall meeting situation. You're out there, let's have a dialogue, let's communicate, and then it gets completely hijacked by people who just want to scream in a room next to an elected official.
Well, you know, we did three more town halls this past Saturday, and there were times where the conversation became very heated between 100 people that appeared at. We had three of them, and you know, average attendance was anywhere from 40 to 100 folks at the last one. But it was amazing to me as we controlled the setting and said, look, this is yelling at each other is not going to get anything solved for anyone. Where can we agree? And then one thing that came through that I tried to articulate is, you know, we're not focusing on much in this conversation about this Nicholas Cruz, this psychopath who was identified and who was known. And now what can we learn from his life in regards to preventing the next Nicholas Cruz from being able to walk amongst us free and also to go untreated and unidentified, even though this this individual was known, was identified, and all the cracks that he fell through we need to learn from. And so taking on that issue of psychopathic behavior and mental illness in America is something we should be focusing on more than what we're talking about when it comes to gun control.
It's Congressman Tom Reed from New York's 23rd Congressional District. Congressman, do you think there's a lot of Republicans that are speaking that same language? Or is there, this is a broad party. I mean, Democrats don't want to admit it, but there's a lot of diverse opinion on both sides of the aisle. But the Republican Party definitely has people that, you know, believe that there's some of these rifles and weapons and guns are bad, and there's folks from different states. Where do you think the majority of the caucus is when it comes to, you know, talking about mental health and, you know, on the same page with guns as you are?
Yeah, no, I believe the broad base of the Republican Party, as well as members of it, are in agreement that mental illness, and especially those exhibiting psychopathic behavior, is something that we could address and should address. And I think sometimes our Republican colleagues, though, who may get caught up in this focus on the Second Amendment and gun violence, maybe into the rhetoric that the national media clearly wants to drive the conversation to. From my perspective, that's part of the problem. They want to focus on the weapon. They don't want to take on the hard issue of the individual behind the weapon. That's a much more difficult issue to address, and it comes with a lot of risk and a lot of political potential issues that could be brought up and used to attack people.
Congressman, when you go home in your district and you talk to people, where is gun violence? Where is school security, you know, on the list? I mean, are people still talking jobs? Are they still, what concerns your district?
Yeah, no, obviously this past town hall, I mean, obviously a lot of people are talking about it. It's in the national headlines, and rightfully so. I mean, the tragedy of Parkland, 17 of our most precious assets, children who are attending school, were killed. So rightfully so, it is on the top of the mind of many of people. But at their heart, I still believe that the fundamental issue from a long-term perspective is going to be jobs and the economy, and I hear it all the time, especially in Western New York, where the next generation is losing an opportunity to be able to stay there and raise their families there because they just don't have an access to a job. But right now, it is obviously getting a lot of attention, and rightfully so. But that's why, you know, I've always said we need to do something to address this issue. You know, Parkland was horrific. You know, Sandy Hook was horrific. Columbine was horrific. You just go back the test of time, and you need to see hopefully people coming together and saying taking away our Second Amendment rights is not the appropriate avenue to try to address this, in my opinion. What needs to happen is a focus on really what is the cause, and that is untreated psychopaths being left to be able to walk amongst us without any sort of treatment capability whatsoever.
Congressman Tom Reed, the only of our Western New York delegation willing to participate in this day-long conversation. For myself and all of us at WBEN and Entercom, a big thank you to all who participated in the 12 voices in 12 hours conversation. I'm going to tell you who they were. Niagara Falls School Superintendent Mark Laurie kicked things off. Steve Payden, he's a firearms instructor, was in studio. Dr. Howard Hitzel, president of Best Self Mental Health. The FBI in Buffalo, Kevin Lyons, in studio with Sandy Beach, along with Ken Housekonnect from the Mental Health Association of Erie County. The Cheektowaga Police Department, led by the Chief David Zack. Steve McMartin, Homeland Security expert from Medei College. Bud Schroeder from Scope. Gary Putup, New Yorkers Against Gun Violence. The Erie County SWAT team in studio. Dee Dee's Ranch. And then we finish things off with Andrew Kowalczyk, Clarence protester, and a student who had a lot to say about school safety. And, of course, you heard from Congressman Tom Reed. You can hear them all at WBEN.com. And believe me, we'll do this again. We're back tomorrow.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.